Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. I hope you're having a super duper day. I know I definitely am, and I'm super excited for today's adventure. It is about some anacondas, some caiman, and an evil jaguar. This is going to be an amazing adventure. Are you guys ready to see what happens with Pedro, Maria, and Zombo? Me too. Let's go. Deep, deep in the dark rainforest live many animals. Like millions of animals, but there are many animals that are on the guardians of the rainforest. You see, there are many bad guys in the rainforest. Bad guys like poachers or deforesters. And there are actually secret animals that work for the bad guys. And one of those evil creatures is Zombo the Jaguar. Dun, dun, dun! He works for the deforesters, and his job is to scare all the animals away to make it easier for the deforesters to take over the rainforest. Do you know what a deforester is? Yeah, it basically means they want to cut down all the trees, which is very sad. And so Zombo the Jaguar, he is definitely on the naughty list. But, like I said, there are many guardians of the rainforest, like this family of anacondas. Yes, anacondas, those are those really, really big snakes. They're mostly green, and they love to stay by water. They're very good at swimming. And these anacondas, do you know something pretty interesting about anacondas? Do you think of snakes, do they lay eggs or have live babies, like without eggs? Yeah, well, you're mostly right. You see, a lot of snakes, they do lay eggs. But there are some that don't lay eggs. They have live babies. And that's exactly what anacondas do. So this family, they had a new litter of a whole bunch of baby anacondas. And one of them was the brave and fearless Pedro the Anaconda. And all these baby anacondas had a lot of learning to do. And as they started to grow, their parents started teaching them some very important lessons, like, one, don't eat poison berries, because it will make your poop very stinky, and it will also hurt your tummy. That rule made sense. I don't want either of those things. Well, another rule that their parents were teaching is to never cross to where the flowers don't grow. You see, where the flowers stop growing is where the caimans live. Caimans are kind of like crocodiles. Think of them like crocodiles with really sharp teeth. And they're very territorial. And so their family was afraid of the caimans. And they, you know, made a very clear rule to not go over there. Huh. These rules, they actually make a lot of sense. You know, I think there's a lot of rules that maybe they don't make sense, but they all have a very specific reason. As we fast forward our story a few weeks, Pedro is now growing up. He is much bigger, and he's taking on a lot of different responsibilities. And today, his job was to swim up and down the river, making sure there weren't any poachers or deforesters around. Because his family, they were guardians of the rainforest. All right, Pedro, so you know exactly what you're supposed to do, right? Said one of his parents. Yes, I do. I have some snacks to bring, and I'm going to go up and down the river, keep an eye out for deforesters and poachers, and then report back with my findings, said Pedro. Yes, that's right. Just make sure that you follow all the rules, and I know you're very curious, so please be safe, said his parents. As Pedro left, he waved his tail, because snakes don't have hands to wave, and started swimming down the river. He loved going on explorations. He wasn't afraid of anything. Well, anything he'd ever seen. He'd never actually seen anything that scary yet, because he was still pretty young. Well, as Pedro continued down the river, he crawled out of the water to get a better look around. As he pulled himself up on the bank. There. That's better. Now, if I can climb up to some taller branches, I'll get a way better look around here. Pedro the Anaconda continued climbing up this tree higher and higher to get a better view and to see what was all around. Whoa, I've never seen that. That's where the flowers stop growing. Whoa, I can't believe it's real. Now that Pedro is really high up in the tree, he can see really far, which is why he's seeing for the very first time where the flowers don't grow. Do you remember who lives there? Yes, the caimans. I gotta go check that out. As Pedro climbed from branch to branch, he got closer and closer when all of a sudden he heard a sound. What was that? As Pedro looked all around, he flicked his tongue out to smell and taste the air, because that is how another important sense of a snake is. They taste the air with their tongue, and then they bring that taste to their Jacobson's organ, and that helps them determine what is nearby. He tasted something, something he'd never tasted before. It tasted dangerous and furry.
What do you think you're doing over here?
That was the voice of Zombo the Jaguar! Run, Pedro, run! Pedro took one glance up, and there it was. Zombo was on the branch right above him, about to swipe his claws down at Pedro. Without taking another breath, Pedro jumped off the branch and into the river. Zombo the Jaguar chased him all the way down to the water's edge.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, little buddy. I just want to talk to you for a second, and I've always looked in for good new friends to invite for dinner.
Pedro had dove in the water out of sight from Zombo and was hiding in the water, afraid to come up for air. It's a good thing that anacondas can hold their breath for a long time. He swam through the water towards some branches and roots from a tree that was growing in the water. But unfortunately, the water was very clear, and Zombo could see exactly where he was going. As he swam underneath the roots and carefully poked his head up out of the water,
"Why, hello there, little friend."
Oh no! Zombo is there waiting for Pedro! How in the world is he gonna get out of this disaster? We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and I have some questions for you. Do you remember, do anacondas lay eggs, or do they have live babies? Yes, they have live babies without any eggs. And what is a really unique way that snakes can see if there's a predator nearby? Do they have night vision goggles, or do they taste the air with their tongue? Yes, they taste the air with their tongue. That's pretty silly. It doesn't work for me. How about you? Well, I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!